now time for a very painting fallen feathers edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service to tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I'm Corey. I'm joined by the man who decided to go with a cotton cushion instead of a feather cushion and is now regretting his choice, Basher.
That's racism, sir.
I'm sorry?
That's racism.
I have to explain that one to me.
The joke is picking cotton.
Oh, duh. Okay. Should have picked up on that. My mind went straight to feathers, and I was like, what?
The fact that you didn't just shows that you're colorblind and one of the good ones.
I'm very Superman. There you go. I'm very Kal-El. There we go. Right. Very to base this off a conversation that no one heard except him and I previously before I didn't record.
Maybe we're here you to can talk, hear it. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe we'll put it as a bonus episode. We're here to talk about two. We haven't done a dual episode in a while. But Wu-Chang Fallen Feathers came out, and this is one that I was actually looking forward to. However, for various reasons that I'll talk about, I haven't played it that much, but I played Spray Paint Simulator. So we're going to do a dual episode featuring Wu-Chang Fallen Feathers and Spray Paint Simulator. But before that, did you know that you can write us, shoot us a voicemail, let us know what you want to talk about, 574-651-9256. Shoot that number a text message, call it up. Say what you want to say. We'll even put it on the show. Let's start with Wu-Chang Fallen Feathers. Here are
good old Wu-Chang.
The details. Wu-Chang Fallen Feathers is a soul-like action RPG set in the land of Shu during the dark and tumultuous late Ming Dynasty, plagued with warring factions and a mysterious illness spawning monstrous creatures. Become Wu-Chang, a skilled pirate warrior struck by amnesia, who must navigate the uncertainness of her mysterious past while afflicted by the horrific feathering disease. Explore the depths of Shu, enhancing your arsenal and mastering new skills harvested from fallen foes. Evolve your fighting style by sacrificing elusive red mercury and further develop new techniques obtained throughout your action-packed journey. Augment weapons in your repertoire and with powerful enhancements, allowing for a unique approach to combat and strategy that suits your personal style. This is available on PC, Xbox Series X and S. One note is it is not cross-save, which is very strange for a release on Game Pass, so you cannot carry your progress back and forth. I can comment on both
Between PC and Xbox?
That's what it says. It is not listed as a save anywhere game. It's possible it's wrong.
Wait, hold on. I believe that's 100% incorrect.
Live fact checking, but no, it specifically does not list that as a compatibility on their page, which wouldn't be the first time that they've had something wrong on their page.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's incorrect. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure I played both the Xbox and the PC version, and I'm trying to remember. Like, I don't think I was able to bring my save. However, I did not get very far in this game, and we'll talk about why. So, how long to beat of 27 hours, main and extras of 34, completionists of 45. There are no details currently as of the Xbox Series X versus S, like what the differences are, but I believe it's probably just going to be frame rate, but we'll talk about all that. So Wu-Chang Fallen Feathers, let's start with that one. Let's talk about it.
I mean, I think you might have been looking more forward to this game than I was. I mean, when I first saw this being displayed by Xbox, I thought, oh, great, like, they have their own Wukong now. And I'm not going to lie to you. I thought it would be just fine. You know, like, nothing about it really jumped out. I like the art style, and I still do. The setting, the art style, the character models. And I just talk about the main character who people love the goon over. She's a thing to see, apparently. But the bosses, the other characters, the NPCs, like, they're all very well designed, and they have a, like, a cool aesthetic to them. For me, the immediate thing with any Souls game, however, is the feel, because a Souls game has to be at least the ones that really try to be like a real Souls-like, they got to be a bit heavy, a bit clunky, You know, they have some weight to them. So that means having combat that feels good to swing a sword or a weapon and also be able to get out of combat if necessary. I gotta say, right off the bat, this game felt real, real rough. Like, it just didn't feel good to swing a sword. It didn't feel good to get in and out of combat. The button layout just wasn't intuitive, it felt like. I mean, even with a place...
Did you keep drinking your stupid flask?
Yes.
Because I did the same freaking thing. Like, yes. I kept accidentally drinking my flask, and I couldn't tell you what button it was now because it's been a couple weeks. But, like, is it, like, X button or something? Or, like, left on the D-pad? Like...
Yeah, it's the D-pad button, but it shouldn't be that one. Or, right. Or rather, it's how you cycle through it and then you press the button. I forget.
Right. That sounds right. Of like, it's I'm trying to cycle through my whatever, like my belt, and instead I accidentally kept drinking the stupid potion instead. And so I was like, I have full health. Stop it. Also, if I have full health, don't let me drink it.
Don't drink it.
Like, but anyway, sorry.
Figure this out. Like, I think Souls figured this out. Like, there are a lot of things that we're a long way from the first Demon's Souls on PlayStation 3. There are a lot of things we figured out along the way. There's a lot of pitfalls and treacherous climbs we had to make to get here. Like, I played through the Surge 1, you know? Like, it's... It was a rough getting here, and the fact that I still have these issues in a brand new Souls-like is kind of gross. I'm not going to lie to you.
To go back a little bit, you said, like, I was looking more forward to this than you. It's like, I don't say I was looking forward to it. I was extremely curious because one of my favorite Souls-likes, and I know it's a hot take, is Wolong Fallen Dynasty. And I know that's a completely different developer. That was Team Ninja. So, like, they have a little bit, you know, they've got Neo under their hands and stuff like that. So Neo wasn't my favorite either. I wanted to like Neo more than I did. But for me, it was really good. Yeah, for me, it was the setting. Like, I'm a Dynasty Warriors person. So, like, this setting in general is just, like, I like it. So it was in that vein. But it looked a little bit more like... Wolong was just cool because I felt like it was faster and I liked the flag mechanic and all that. And this looked like it was more in that vein. And I don't say I took the bait. I think the trailers just sold it a little bit more than what it was. But I was looking forward to it for that reason. But I'm with you in that, like, there was an immediate, like, wow, this looks pretty. And then, like, as soon as I went into a combat scenario, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, okay, this is gonna take a minute. Like, am I just bad at this? Because I'm not the best at Souls games, but also I was like, this, ooh, okay. Like, I feel like I can't lock on properly. I feel like it just doesn't feel playtest is the best way I can say it. It's a little rough around the edges.
Around all of the edges, like most of the edges, I feel like. I mean, so the game starts you off as this girl who is, I guess, in this world of demons. There's this plague or disease going around called the Feathering. And from there, you have to traverse places and fight bosses bigger than you. I don't know. I skipped all the cutscenes after a while. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's not that it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's just that, A, I'm not interested, and B, it's trying to go deeper than what it is. It does the thing where... Like, when you play a Souls game, like a proper one, and it gives you no story, and it's just fine because it gives you zero story. So you don't have to think about it. But then you get something like a Wolong, and then it's like, there's just enough story and it's very simple. This tries to be more epic, and it fails completely, I think. So... thematically, story-wise, plot-wise, I'm just not very interested. I just want to hit things at this point. And even then, the problems start to occur because the very first, like, tutorial fight you get into is, like, press RB to swing your sword. And it just didn't feel good. It felt like one of those early games, you know?
Yeah, it definitely, like, it's hard to explain unless you have, like, it in your hand. And it's, for me, stay with me. It reminded me of Two Worlds. Does anybody remember Two Worlds?
Of two rows. That's a terrible game worth playing.
But what was the game that everybody compared that to? Does anybody remember? Because I do. I'm just curious if everyone else. Like, if I say Two Worlds, what's the other game that comes to mind?
It wasn't Oblivion or anything.
It was. No, that's exactly what it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Oblivion or Skyrim, depending which one you want to go to. But it was the Elder Scrolls.
That's what I thought. Like, yeah. Okay, there we go. I thought Skyrim was later or earlier.
Yeah, so you play that, and that game very much was like billed as like, yo, we're like a better Skyrim. And so but as soon as you pick it up and you play it, you're just like, nope. Like something is wrong here. And the one thing I remember, and it's funny, go watch the original Two Worlds trailers or some of them. They have that game has a fetish, I will call it, for weapons spinning around and weapon like doing things that nobody would do in combat. And I felt that way immediately with Wu Chang of like, what's that like kick thing that she does? Like you press the left trigger and she does like this like spiral kick that does like a backflip and it completely leaves you open to be hit. And it's
useless.
Like nobody would
it's
do this.
Useless. It's
nobody
useless.
Would do this.
Like,
it's I'm sure that it makes sense in some capacity. I'm sure someone can use it immediately and it's like, no, this is how you use it. That's fine. But my thing was like I immediately used that and then got hit and it was just like something's off here. I'm not saying that you can't play it. I'm not saying that like you can, you know, like no one can mash this game. I'm just saying like it didn't feel good immediately. And that was something that stuck out to me of just like, ooh, this is not, I have to figure out how this works and it just doesn't feel like it works organically, I guess is the best way to say it.
And that's a big problem with a Souls-like. I'm sorry. Like other games can get away with that, you know? Like,
yeah, that's
a
fair.
Platformer can get away with not feeling great initially, you know? Like, a Souls-like cannot because by minute 15, you're fighting something that's 10 stories tall and it can kill you in one hit. So you need to figure this out very, very quickly. So, like, the fact that it just didn't feel good right off the bat was a problem for me. Like the kick left you wide open. Just your regular sword strikes, and you have several different weapon types that you can upgrade along the way. But just your regular, like, I remember thinking like, okay, so my sword doesn't do damage to the poise effectively, quickly. Got it. So they give you like more of a hammer weapon. And even then, it's not immediately felt the impact, the poise damage. Like, you know, like when you play a Souls game, you can't see the poise damage happening, but you can feel it. Like, you know that boss is going, he's about to go down. One more hit, two more hits, you can feel it. In this game, even just regular enemies are tanking hits. And the almost surefire way to break poise is to do a strong attack on the back of the character. Any kind of frontal assault just feels floaty, feels soft. It doesn't feel like you're hitting anything. It's not a lot of feedback to the point where you're getting hit mid-combo. Like, that doesn't happen even in some of the worst Souls games, you know? Like you hit a thing, and it moves, it reacts. Like, it's just not happening here. It's like it's like you're not doing anything half the time. And then you quickly realize, at least I did, I'm playing the game wrong. Like, yes, you have swords. Yes, you have hammers. Yes, you have all this. But, like, this game is all about dodging, building your magic through dodging, and then using your magical spells. You have to make use of your magical spells. And there's so many of them. It's kind of hard to tell which one's working, which one don't. And it doesn't really explain to you how to go about that. And they start introducing new magic types and new damage types like 10, 15, 20 hours into the game. Like, I think I was about 12 hours in the game before I found, it's not like dismantle this armor, but it's like a, it's like the madness effect in Souls games. And when you're affected by it fully, you just die. It's an instant death. And there are enemies, just normal enemies that you'll walk into that can do this to you. And it's like, there's no way around it. And it's just the most annoying thing in the world. Like, there's just so many things in this game that are hard for the sake of hard. And when you finally overcome it, you don't get that Souls-like feeling of satisfaction of overcoming a challenge. It's, thank God I don't have to do that anymore.
And I did not get even that far. I think I got like the first two bosses, not even. And like, I didn't even know whatever system you talk about, Madness, is, I didn't even know that was a thing. Is that in it from the first like beginning of the game?
No, not absolutely not. It is. Oh, okay. I think it's like past like the snowy level, I think, which in itself is a. Souls fans remember the Nightmare of Blight Town.
Oh,
yeah. And how bad that was. This game has the snow level and it's worse than Blight Town by far. Like, and it's a combination of terrible level design, because I don't know about you, but like getting lost in these levels happens all the time. There's a lot of branching paths that lead almost nowhere, or to an item you don't need, or to an item that you're going to have to use because you just use so much health and resources just to get to this item. Shortcuts don't matter for the most part. Then enemy placement seems random. Like, it doesn't seem like they're placed correctly. Like they're laid out. They just kind of just, here's a long path. Let's put some enemies there. And then the snowy level makes that so much worse, because not only is all that happening, but there are landmines or magical mines that blow up as you like cover in the snow that you can't see. So you're falling over the landmines. You're getting hit by these arrow men at the top. Then you got the melee people at the bottom. And then all while that's happening, you realize you're stuck in animations, because the get up animation is god awful. Once you go down, like, good luck getting back up. There's no quick get up. There's no quick revive. There's none of that. Once you're down, you get up like an old woman. And then it's just that on repeat for the entire level. And then you get to the boss of that, who's relatively easy. Like, the game doesn't know what. The game does not know how to create difficulty in any way.
And that's, yeah, like, it's, that's an interesting, because when you're talking about Souls and difficulty, it's almost like they go hand in hand. And it's, we've had the Souls discussion many times, and like, yeah, it's, I don't really like Demon Souls. I don't really like Dark Souls either. I haven't played that remake of Demon Souls. I've heard it's better, but I always felt that about the original Demon Souls. It was like, it's difficult for the sake of being difficult. And there's a difference. There's a difference between making difficulty and then just being difficult because you want to be. When you make your game called the Prepare to Die Edition, it's like, I'm not on board. I'm a huge fan of Bloodborne. I think Bloodborne is one of the best games that team has done. And they got better with them. Like, I understand Elden Ring and the love for it far more than I understand Dark Souls, honestly. I still don't understand the love for that original Dark Souls, because I do not think that's a good game. I will stand on that.
It's not good, but it's one of my favorite ones, because it was the start of the thing.
Yeah, like there's a purity to it of like they're still figuring it out.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and so, but no, I'm with you in that. Like, immediately on this, it was just like, I got through. I feel like I was playing Doom at some point, of just like, there's just monster traps everywhere. Of just like, I'd be walking in somewhere and I just get like nailed right in the back by some dude just standing there. I'm just like, why? Like you are trolling me right now. Like, am I supposed to approach every
room?
It's
a lot of trolling.
Yeah, and like swing the camera around like it's a freaking first person, like a third person shooter stealth game, and like I'm supposed to be watching where I stand, like where camera placement matters, so that way I can see where these people are. Like, if that's how I'm supposed to play it, fine. But you don't tell me that. Like, it takes a lot for a Souls game to catch me. This one didn't do it, but I also feel like it went out of its way, but like, maybe it's just me, but it specifically had a lot of things right at the start that I was like, absolutely not. I don't want to play this anymore. And the biggest one for me is performance. This game runs like trash, like straight up.
Yes, like absolutely does.
Yeah, on console, on PC, on whatever, it runs bad. And
how long are we gonna do Unreal 5? Like, seriously, like Unreal 5 is the issue. How long are we gonna do this for? The entire generation?
But like, you know what else runs on Unreal 5? Expedition 33.
Okay, well, that's the unicorn of the century.
It can be done, obviously.
It can.
Why it's becoming so difficult for you. And like Avowed was like almost there. Like Avowed was good, but like it still was very heavy. Like if you had the power to run it, you were good. But even like the Series X version was mostly good. But I mean, supposedly also like, I don't remember what version, but there is a version of Unreal that came out like 4 months ago that supposedly is like significantly better on like CPU resources, et cetera, et cetera. But no, like, and this is Unreal Engine 5 is like the worst of the worst in terms of, it's more annoying because it runs better than most engines, but it does that thing where your 1% lows, like it fluctuates so much that like you get these moments of like, okay, this is running smooth. And then it doesn't run smooth the exact moment you want to. Like, and that's different than it just running poorly all the time. Because you get these little glimpses of like, okay, so this can run well. Okay, now when I need it to, it falls apart. And so then you almost feel like maybe the next one will be better, but it never gets better. And you keep telling yourself it's going to get better, and then it never gets better. And yeah, it's kind of the worst. But that was kind of the final straw to where I like noped out. I was like, this runs like trash. Like I will maybe check this out later. But then as more and more people were talking about it, I was just like, no, this seems like a miss kind of all around. So...
Oh, it absolutely is. Like 100%. It's a miss from beginning to end. I don't like what kind of annoys me is there is some fun to be had here, because later, like, that's the thing. It's one of those games where the game doesn't really start until like maybe 15, 20 hours in, because that's when you get the real handle on the magic system. That's when you get a lot of the good spells, and that's what you need to really make this game kind of look cool as you're playing it, at the very least, because I don't think it'll ever feel good. But you can do a lot of cool things in this game with the spells and abilities. It's kind of hot switching between the different spells, different abilities, and stuff like that. But when you factor in everything you need to get there, the time it takes, and also the fact that a lot of your magic, a lot of your abilities are tracked or part and partial to the dodge mechanic. So, like, the more you dodge, the more you get these charges to use for your spells and whatnot. So, like, you need to be really good with your dodges, and you cannot be really good with your dodges if your frame rate sucks, it's constantly fluctuating. And it just creates for an overall frustrating experience from beginning to end. And it's just so weird because, like, all of these issues have been fixed. Like, none of these issues should. If this game came out after Dark Souls 2, I'd say give it a chance. But this, we're at Elden Ring level at this point. Like, we're past all of these issues, and you're still making the same mistakes. I don't understand how we got to this point with this game. Like, it's just it needs way more time in the oven to be remotely enjoyable long term.
Yeah, and it just seems like it needs more playtesting, honestly. Like, it should have been playtested. They should have added, you know, and I didn't experience a ton of it, but like the knockdown it's very punishing, and it's not a good punishing, because it's not like you can take a lot of hits either. You're pretty squishy. Like, it's one wrong move can be almost detrimental. And we can have this argument about, like, should frustration be a part of game design? And it's like, sometimes, I guess. But yeah, in this instance, I don't think having a game be this punishing. And again, there's a difference between punishing for the sake of being punishing and difficult. And this does feel like it's you get knocked down, they take advantage of it. And you're down. Yeah, it's just like, so there's no lesson. There's no lesson to be learned. Like, it's just like, no, just don't get hit. And it's like, okay, well, that's not, most people will not put up with that. It's like, they're going to take a hit, you know, like it's going to happen. So
it's say what you want, and we will. We'd be like, you more so than me at this point, but very, very critical of the Souls games in general. I'm slowly coming around on them, but what works for, like, it's not even just the Souls games proper, but like again, we figured this out. Like, if you're going to have a system where I can get knocked down, or I need, like, for example, the Souls games, some of the best ones anyway, have the quick get up. So yeah. You at least have some iframes. Like, even the standard Souls game roll is just a giant invisibility frame.
Right.
You know, so like you can dodge literally anything in the game. Whereas like this game, it's like just like a little stutter step. Like, it doesn't even look like a dodge. It doesn't register as a dodge. Like, there's so many things just visually. Like, just the fact that your health bar and your stamina bar and everything, all your important information is in the bottom left hand corner of your screen. Why is that there? Put it up top where everything needs to be. Like, people don't realize just how much of a difference maker that is, even. Like, because when you're fighting something as tall as a building, you need to manage your health and your stamina at all times. You're not looking down at the screen for that. Like, everything rises just in pure visual game design. Everything rises to the top. Spells fly up to the top. Enemies, they're lengthwise. They go up to the top. Everything goes to the top of your screen. But that's where your information needs to be. The fact that it's down at the bottom, that makes me not realize where my stamina is. It makes me not realize how much health I have left. It makes me, it's that much of an extra step in terms of frustration. And I don't understand how even something as basic as that gets past just the eye test. It's such a weird game, because there's clearly money behind it. It's like, there's clearly the production value there, but like, it's like someone's never played a Souls game before and made a Souls game.
Again, and it goes back to that two worlds thing of like, and it's almost ironic because it's like, it was built on Unreal, and we're to the point where Unreal 5, like, you can argue that it makes games look the same, but at the same time, like, it makes games look good. Like, if you put time and effort into Unreal 5, you will get a game that looks good. That doesn't mean it plays good, but it looks good. Mm-hmm. It absolutely looks good. That's the same thing with Two Worlds, of just like, that game looks visually cool. It's like, whoa, like, this looks really cool. Like, let's check it out. But then as soon as you pick up the controller, it's like, oh, right. Okay. So like, it's a thing that you don't think about or talk about. Like, but when you can't feel, when you feel it, when you feel like the game is bad, you know it. It's like, something's just not right. And so you can get past the coat of paint because it looks good, but that's it. It's surface deep. And then you're like, oh, okay. Okay. So,
yeah. And it's that way across the board. Like, even when, like, just the lack of verticality, like, even the first Souls game had a jump in it. It was a terrible jump, but you can jump, right. You know? And depending on what your weight is, you can do drops that and keep kind of rolling or keep moving. In this game, there's no verticality whatsoever. Like, there are waist high walls, not even waist, ankle high walls that you can't walk over. There are ledges that are maybe a foot and a half to, like, deep. You jump off that, you walk off the ledge, and you do like a oomph, and now I'm getting up. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, like, everything about this game is just so blatantly just bad, but at the same time, it's bad in a 2025 way, because this plan, like, it's not that it plays well, but rather that there's a new standard of bad in gaming that it's still playable and it still looks good. Like, it's weird. Like, it's not good. It doesn't feel good, but at the same time, like, it's still built on Unreal 5. It still has production value to it. And you still gonna get people who muscle their way through and do cool things and make extravagant builds. But at the end of the day, I think it's easily one of the worst Souls games I've played in a long time.
Yeah, and I agree entirely. I said, I didn't even play it that much, but fair to say that we agree at least that pass on it, not worth playing. There's plenty else out there. So unless I'm wrong, unless you want people to play it.
What? Oh, what?
I just want to confirm.
Please don't play this game.
Pass. It's the rules.
There is a saving grace to this game the main character is hot, and you can
jiggle her. Physics.
So you can play in your panties and bra if you want. So like, if that's your jam, pass it on to a friend.
There you go. So, jiggle physics. No, just go play your porn game. Even though they're all being delisted, you can find it. Just go watch porn. I don't. Whatever. No, don't do that. That's bad for you.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
There you go. Yeah, subscribe to her OnlyFans. On the opposite, I'm gonna go through this one kind of quick because it's a little bit. I'll talk. So, spray paint simulator. I played this. You have not played this at all, correct?
I have not.
All right. Let's here are the details. Color your world. Bring color to the world in spray paint simulator. Restore worn out surfaces with a fresh coat of paint and watch them come back to life. Use your spray tool with precision, cover every inch, and enjoy the satisfaction of a flawless finish. Step into Spatterville, where you'll build your own spray painting business. Meet locals as you restore, repair, mask, and spray paint everything. From kitchens and local landmarks to a giant robot, buy new tools and equipment, unlock free spray mode, and transform the town. It's available on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC. Does have cross-platform multiplayer as well as cross-save. We have a main story of how long to beat of 8 hours, main and extras 10, completionist 11, all styles of 10. So, spray paint simulator. Hey, Basher.
What's up? I'm here.
Have you heard of a game called Power Wash Simulator?
I played it once or twice, you know?
Did you like that
back
game?
Back in the day. Way too much.
What if I told you you could play that game with a spray paint gun instead of a power washer?
Are you saying is Power Wash Simulator level good? Or is that what you're saying, right? Because Power Wash.
No.
Power Wash
I'm not
is
saying
pretty
that.
Darn good.
I'm not
it's
saying
pretty
that.
Darn good.
Yeah, I'm not
Am
saying
I pretty
that.
Darn good? I don't know what that means because you're just power washing. I really don't know what that means. But is there progression?
Yes, but no, not really. Not really.
Okay.
Power Wash Simulator.
Are there rollerblades?
No.
This is ridiculous.
So it is very derivative of Power Wash Simulator. Okay. I'm not like there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. It is very much inspired by that game. The difference is you're spray painting. So what does that mean? So for instance, like the first thing that you do. Is you go into a, I think it's a car actually, but we're going to talk about the kitchen. So, or even the car you can. So when you're painting in real life, what do you have to do? You have to cover up windows. You have to cover up things. You still have to do that in this game. So it's very much a checklist game the same way that Power Wash Simulator is, but you're doing it in reverse, if that makes sense. You are putting paper over everything and then you're spray painting it. And then let's say you're starting with green. You'll start with green on the countertops. And then when you're done, you take that off and then you cover that with paper. And then you go to the next section, you cover it with red paint or whatever it is. And so it's very similar to Power Wash Simulator. However, it is not Power Wash Simulator in that I don't know that it ever has fun the way that Power Wash Simulator does. And what I mean by that is, can we talk about spoilers? For Power Wash Simulator.
You're going to spoil a Power Wash Simulator?
Like I said, it feels wrong. Like, you never paint a UFO, you know? Like,
or Batmobile or anything
right,
like that. Yeah.
Right. Like, there's an Iron Giant, essentially, that's not the Iron Giant, but, like, it scratches that itch mostly. It's not as good as Power Wash Simulator in any capacity. It doesn't control as well. It doesn't have the same sort of, like, that Zen state, like it kind of has that Zen state, but it's not as deep. It's a good game that is very derivative of Power Wash Simulator. So like instead of soaps, you have paints. Like that's the best way to describe it because the soap is a huge thing for Power Wash Simulator in that like that's how you get through stuff quicker. But in this game, it's like, no, like I've got to put my paint in. So like you have to keep buying paint. So like the core functionality of it is fantastic, but it's when you start adding those other layers that Power Wash Simulator, maybe just power washing in general, is just a little bit more fun versus covering something versus cleaning something. However, you better believe that like my ADHD brain was like, I must paint everything.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Like, I have to paint everything. And
but is it, does it have, like, all right, so this, I can't believe this is a real question. Does it have the same gameplay or similar gameplay level of Power Wash Simulator? And what I mean by that is, like, because we recently played, Firefighter Sim, and it was just completely broken and just wonky and a terrible game. But, like, when you're spray painting things, do you get, like, the different nozzles, different angles? Yes. Like, do you get, like, the attachments and stuff like that?
Yes. So there's not as many, though. Right. And remember, Power Wash didn't have a ton to begin with. There is, like, right. a very small treadmill of progression, but it does have to do with, like, buying a new paint gun, and one has, like, a bigger spray and one has a wider spray. There's, like, a wide angle one. You can do the free aim thing to where, like, your camera stays stationary, but the gun doesn't. It has all of that. I think the biggest thing is that it's a pretty quick play. And what I mean by that is that it's about 8 hours, whereas Power Wash, you could easily put 20 to 30 hours in if you did everything. And then if you did all the DLC, you're talking 60, 70. So
right.
It's only got about 8 levels, if I remember correctly, and they get progressively longer. Like, the first one's just a car, takes you 20 minutes. The kitchen takes you an hour, and then you go to, I want to say it's like a you're doing like a whole house, and then you do like a bus garage, and then the last one's a bridge. And the bridge takes 3 hours, probably. Like, you've got to go meticulously across this bridge. You got to get under the bridge. You got to get, like,
oh my God.
Like, it does the meticulous stuff. And there's something about Power Wash Simulator that the meticulous stuff would sometimes bother you. However, you were also kind of looking forward to it. And I don't know if it's the fact that you're cleaning versus spraying, so maybe it's just easier to, like, see. I don't know. There was something about it to where I still really enjoyed my time with it, but there was something about Power Wash that just felt a little bit better, a lot of bit better, I should say.
Power Wash Simulator needs to be studied. genuinely. Like, I don't know what it is. Because I want to play it right now. It doesn't make sense.
Second one soon. So
we get a sequel?
Yes, that is very much a thing that is coming out this year, I believe.
Too Fast, Too Furious, I'm in.
Yeah, and that's... Is it in early access? No, I don't think it is. But actually, the modding scene around that's gotten pretty big, and there's actually a really good VR mod for, because there is actual VR.
See, that would be good. That would be good.
Yeah, there is what's the word I'm looking for? An official version of Power Wash Simulator on Meta VR. However, it's just not as good. It's very clearly, and they stopped supporting it with the DLC and stuff. It didn't take off, but like the PC version, because you get that extra fidelity with the VR mod, is actually way better than the official version, just because they made it for the Quest 2, which doesn't have a ton of power, blah, 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 blah. But anyways, that was a long way of saying, like, it is what it is. It is a Power Wash Simulator clone in many aspects. It's thrown together in some, but it gets the core things right. However, what I will say is, like, even though the runtime is a blessing or is a curse, it's also a blessing, because those things that maybe would nag you that aren't as good as Power Simulator, you're probably almost done with whatever it is, except the bridge. Like, the bridge, like, if you don't like the little things that this game makes you do, like put paper over everything so you don't paint on it, like, the bridge will break you. The rest of the levels won't break you because you don't have to, like, spend a ton of time doing it, but the bridge will break you. Like, that, you'll be like, no, I don't want to play this anymore. Like, this is too annoying. So
how many hours in before you get to the bridge?
It's the last one. So about 5 or 6 hours.
Oh, that's absolutely fine. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, but then the bridge is the last level, and it's kind of like, okay, like,
exactly.
They could easily build on this. They could make it play better and all those things. I don't know that they will. I don't even know who made this, North Star Video Games. Is that a real thing? That sounds like a, you know, North Star Video Game. Like, what is North Star Video Games? I don't... What else have you made? Other games? Nope. Oh, this is a board game company. See, like, even, like, just searching it, I can't find this developer. And let's see what IGN has to say. You know what game North Star Video Games has made? Spray Paint Simulator, and that's it. So, like, it's yeah. So I was, do with that information what you will. However, I'm going to say play it. I think you should play it.
That's crazy.
I do.
That's
like,
nuts.
It's not as good. It's really not. However, Power Simulator is one of a kind. This is very much a, like, this isn't Hades, but it's pretty good. Like, it's, there's only one Hades. Probably Hades 2 won't even be as good as Hades, honestly. But it's close enough that if you really enjoyed that, you will play this, and it doesn't overstay its welcome, which is the best compliment that I can give it. It's fun, runs pretty well. Didn't have any issues with that. So it's worth a playthrough. Play it over a weekend, have some fun, and maybe they'll make more of it. You know, if they tighten it up and they do better, I honestly think you could have some pretty, you could have a pretty good spinoff, I guess you could call it. You know, it's not as good as the regular thing, but it's close. So it's, That would be one of the quickest episodes we ever did if we did just Spray Paint Simulator, because it's literally that. But I think it actually fits kind of perfectly here in this little dual episode.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm downloading it right now.
You should. I honestly think you're gonna play it, and again, you're gonna see it immediately. You're like, okay, this isn't as good. However, you've played Power Wash Simulator, and like, you could play it again, but like, you don't want to. Like, you want to, but you don't. You know, it's like, I've already done this. Like, I've got other things to play. Like, I shouldn't play this again. This is that in between of like, I'm technically not playing Power Wash Simulator, so I'm okay. Like, in my brain, I'm not, I'm using my time productively because I'm playing a new game, even though it's kind of the same game. So,
if we're playing any washing or painting simulator, are we truly okay?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you better believe it. Power Wash Simulator 2 is like, I'm waiting. I am.
Know what they should do. Know what they really should do. Microsoft should put that on their stage.
They should. They should. They should buy that team. That's what they should do.
They should put it on the stage. Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
So it's still officially announced for late this year. So it's coming. But we will. I mean, there's an Xbox Wire post about it. Will this be a day one Game Pass game?
Maybe. Whoa, will it be?
No, I don't think so. I think they would be silly to do that because the DLC for this game took off. I mean, it's got Back to the Future, yeah. Shrek, Tomb Raider, Final Fantasy. Like, it's, granted, it's, and people forget, this is a Square Enix joint. Like, so it's an interesting.
I mean, it's their best game since Final Fantasy X.
You're not wrong. I will fully, well, trying to think what else. Octopath Traveler's decent.
Power Wash is better.
I'll agree. It's the best game since Final Fantasy. I like Final Fantasy.
Not put it back in the box. Best game. We talk about it. I like 12 quite a bit.
So
the battle system, anyway.
I'm one of those people that like, and I don't hate 13. I'm that person. I don't hate it.
You're out of control, whatever.
Clearly. So, but when it comes to, not Power, Spray Paint Simulator, check it out. When it comes to Wuchang Fallen Feathers, don't check it out. So, all right. When it comes to the future of this show, we played The Alters. We're probably going to talk about that. There's some other stuff coming out. I'm going to be checking out that Rain World. I have no idea what that is, but it looks kind of neat. I saw some trailers. I've also been playing that Heretic and Hexen Cross. Have you ever played Heretic or Hexen?
No, I played Heretic, right?
Okay, interesting. Maybe we'll do an episode on that. Either way, we can do a dual episode. I've been talking about that, and I actually think it'd be pretty interesting to talk about, as I've not played Heretic in a very long time, and I have played Hexen, but I've never finished Hexen. So,
those definitely two of your games right there.
For sure. They're definitely boomer shooters.
A walk-up simulator and a boomer shooter, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're not wrong, so... All right. And then when it comes to like the far future, I think we talked about this a little bit. Like, I'm very much looking forward to Ninja Gaiden and The Outer Worlds, which is only going to be $70 now, by the way, and not 80. Maybe that's a topic for another time. Good job, Microsoft. So, but other than that, we don't have a lot else announced right now, I think. Let me look up coming soon if I could find the magic thing for it, and I can't, so I'm just going to keep clicking around until I can find it, because I know it's there. It is. So we do have that Gears of War remake coming on August 26th, and they're putting back Aliens Fireteam Elite back onto Game Pass when it had left. So actually play that. Like, we actually played that game before and passed it on, so check out that game. I think they're making a sequel to that too. I wonder if that's why they're putting it back on Game Pass. Maybe that sequel's coming out soon or something. So, but all right.
And I will add, I want to add before we get out of here. A half, but part of the reason it takes a while for us to record as well is sometimes, at least in the past, like it just hasn't been a lot of games worth playing, you know. And for me personally, I'm still very much playing games, just not Game Pass games. So if there's a, I put out here for the audience, I guess, if there's a game that you really want an opinion of that you think we might have played or are currently playing, that's big enough, I think. I'll be happy to talk about it on the show for a few. I mean, like, because there's some games that come out that are big enough that I think are worth talking about, but they're not Game Pass games per se. Right. And I don't think it's worth doing it on a regular basis. But at the same time, if it's one near and dear to your heart and you're like, have you guys been playing this recently, just released? Like, there's a good chance that one of us might be playing it if it's just released type of, and it's like that big of a, or that popular of a game.
Yeah. And I do want to say, like, there is stuff coming out on Game Pass, but like Modern Warfare 2, don't need to talk about that. Farming Simulator 25. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that's fine. Antibiotic Factor. That looks okay, but we are not really survival game people. Like, we played The Alters. That's going to be close enough. Like, there's a lot of stuff coming to Game Pass right now, but also like Assassin's Creed Mirage. Not playing that.
We're not talking about that at all.
Just not going to happen. What was the other one? It's a free to play shooter. Like, that doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it, but like, anybody, like, the point of this show is Game Pass. Like, it's on Game Pass technically, but you could also play it not on Game Pass. Like, you could argue that means the reason we should play it. But I don't. But they've also been recently, they've been going back to the well. Like, they put The Ascent back on. They put High on Life back on. What was the other? Something else just came back too. Well, the aliens that we just talked about.
I think Prince Blue came and went or something. Like, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. So like there's been other releases. Like, the only one is, like I said, Rain World I want to check out. Heretic and Hexen is technically a release. Like, Wheelie World looks okay. Tony Hawk was another one. So like, they've been putting stuff out, but it's just stuff that we've either already played or I'm not going to play Assassin's Creed Mirage. I'm not going to do it. Like you know what that game is. So, and I'm very much in the same field of just like, I know what that game is and I don't want to play it. So I've actually been playing, like, I've been playing Donkey Kong on Switch too. And like, I've been playing a lot of older games.
That's a good example. Like, Donkey Kong Switch 2 I think people might want to hear your thoughts on that. Like, right. But you just let us know. I feel like if you get the text message, we'll respond. And,
574-651-9256. That's where you can get a hold of us. So that's gonna do it for this episode. We'll see you next time. We'll be playing something and we'll talk about it. So
good day, sirs.